The women's semifinals will be run next. We have seen some amazing talent here today. Wow! And now, while the girls are getting ready for their event, let's take the mic over and meet the judges. Our first judge, Dana Williams, representing Gordon and Smith Surf Shop, and Greg Noll from his own surf shop, and from Manhattan Beach, representing Rick Surfboards, Rick Stoner.
Thank you. welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And this week's episode is in honor of the man who was worshipped by other artists such as Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and the Beach Boys, Dick Dale. And the legendary surf guitarist loved to play loud. He was known to blow out his Fender amps, and it was Dale and Leo Fender who would actually create the first 100-watt amplifier. But let me backtrack a minute. The man who would push the limits of the electric guitar was a Lebanese-American kid from Boston. Dale bought his first ukulele for $6 and learned how to play upside down and backwards, claiming to have naturally picked up the method because all the rhythm was in his left hand. Then later purchasing an acoustic guitar for $8 by paying his friend 25 or 50 cents a week. And he introduced Middle Eastern scales to Western pop music. His fast picking style mimicked a Middle Eastern drum. And a completely random quirk about the King of Surf, he was actually passionate about animal preservation. So he raised lions, tigers, leopards, and eagles. But Dale's main passion and obsession for surfing led to tracks such as Let's Go Trippin'. And it was surf music that would create such a frenzy in the music realm as guitars mimic the sound of crashing waves. And raw surf is gnarly and wet, and it's entirely unconcerned with romance. As the New Yorker puts it, it's recklessness with grace. And in an interview with NPR, Dale states, "I make my guitar scream with pain or pleasure or sensuality. It makes people move their feet and shake their bodies. That's what music does." So in honor of the legendary guitarist, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy, guys. And much like how the lack of lyrics allows instrumental music to be easily appreciated by people around the globe, silent films had the same effect. And the kings and queens of the silent era struggled with the transition to talkies. And one noted silent film star who resisted the new development in cinema is Charlie Chaplin. And Chaplin can be quoted saying, "The silent picture, first of all, is a universal means of expression. Talking pictures necessarily have a limited field. They are held down to the particular tongues of particular races." And he goes on to say, "A valuable addition to the dramatic art regardless of its limitations, but I regard it only as an addition, not as a substitution." And when Chaplin did decide to get into talkies, he had the tramp speak in one of my personal favorites, The Great Dictator. The film was released in 1940 and actually came about because a friend had suggested to Chaplin that he do a Hitler story based on mistaken identity. And The Great Dictator was this opportunity for burlesque and pantomime, but Chaplin would gain attention not just for his brilliance in front of and behind the camera and become victim to McCarthyism. And McCarthyism had devastating effects for public figures such as Lucille Ball and Charlie Chaplin. And the goal of McCarthyism was a response to the Red Scare and became a communistic witch hunt. And the FBI tried to level charges against Chaplin, but nothing could be proven. They even tried to tie the concept of the Red Channel to Chaplin. And the Red Channel was the assumed influence of communism on television, radio, and film. And although none of these allegations could be proven, Chaplin was forced into exile in Switzerland. And before I dive any deeper into the silent film drama, here's the rest of the playlist.
Yeah.
I do want to highlight how the absence of spoken language left us with a universal language of laughter, tears, and the goosebumps on our skin when we just hear the right chord. The core of music and film is what unites us. In the words of Charlie Chaplin in his film The Great Dictator, "The airplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for the universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all." And in order to hear the rest of his speech, I highly recommend watching The Great Dictator. It is such an incredible film. And to my friends and my virtual friends, to those who have given me constructive criticism and congratulated me on my little wins, thank you guys so much. I honestly want to cry at the sense of community. It's absolutely beautiful. And before I go, I do want to remind you that I'm on Twitter and Instagram if you want to read my research sources or want clues to the latest episode before it comes out. Until next week, I am your host, Napalm Nanny. Please stay safe out there, guys.